Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional, Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this prayer altar daily. Commune with God first as you wake up before having interaction with other persons. God is the power behind our sleeping at night and waking up in the morning, going out to work and coming back home, traveling and returning. God is the reason for our living. Let it be God first in your life daily. After receiving and praying with Turning Point Audio, then do a short Bible study for the day using Turning Point Prayer Booklet, also authored by me. Read the Bible portion for the day, pray the day's prayers also, and then follow the guideline on reading the entire Bible through in a year. It will help grow one's spiritual life. I desire all TPGF members and listeners to grow and become spiritual giants. So you will be. Now, if you subscribe online, prayer booklet content shall be sent to your phone for your daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, send a charge to Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so today if you have not already done so. Welcome also to Saturday, the fourth day in May 2024. God Almighty shall satisfy your thirst and your hunger in all areas of life. God is coming through for you today. If you have been blessed before, God shall bless you again and again. I'm hearing lost opportunities returned. Whatever you have missed or lost is coming back. I want to pray specially today for a set of people. If it concerns you or any of your loved ones, your son or your daughter or your spouse, please stand in the gap for them. I speak as I hear from God, and I pray as led by the Holy Spirit. I heard, pray for all firstborn, first child, male or female. So, if you are the firstborn or child in your family, mother's side or father's side, get ready for this prayer. Parents, stand in the gap for your first child. Hold their photographs, hard or soft copy, or any of their properties or materials at home, clothing materials, shoes or book, or be mentioning their name when I start praying. Then last born, if you are the last born in your father or mother, your parents stand in the gap for your last born. Then the breadwinner in the family. Then the only child, if you are the only child of your father or your mother, this prayer is for you. Parents of the only child, stand in the gap. Then, everyone that others depend upon for their sustenance. TPGF members and listeners abroad in all cities of the world, you are the one sending money to daddy, mommy, siblings for their upkeep in Nigeria, in Ghana, and other African countries. Employers of labor, you pay salaries and wages for workers. Their livelihoods depend on what you pay them. You are key in this prayer. Then you have a foundation you have established for helping the less privileged. You give care, scholarship, support, sponsorship. You have a charity outfit to help and assist people. Then mentors. You are a mentor. You have mentees that look up to you for direction, for guidance and instruction. You are key in this prayer. Husbands, or head of families, especially if by God's grace you are the patriarch or the matriarch of the family, the extended family. Oh, uneasy lies the head that wears the crown. He says, strike the shepherd, the sheep will scatter. No power will strike you. This prayer is key. I heard it in my spirit. You shall anoint yourself, your son or your daughter, through their photographs or their items after these prayers. Can you lay your hand on yourself if you are concerned? I bow my knees before God in prayer. He will uphold you. Your son will not set at dawn. God put you in a strategic position in that family, in that community, in that environment. He will provide for your needs. You shall not lack resources. You shall operate in wisdom, in knowledge, in power. You shall enjoy good health. You will carry those responsibilities he placed on you by God and providence with unusual ability. You shall not be stressed. You shall not do them struggling. You shall fulfill your leadership mandate with joy. Those that look up to you for one thing or the other, for financial support, for counsel, for direction, for leadership, shall not be disappointed. As you anoint yourself and your children, you shall remain fresh, resourceful, and responsible all the days of your life. God shall replenish you again and again. You shall live long and do well in Jesus' name. Say amen, amen, amen. Yes, you can play this message back again and again and receive these prayers. And please forward it to everyone you know who fits in into the prayer we have just prayed now, including your children, your uncles, your aunties, and everyone you know. May for celebrant your birthday prayers be blessed. Oh, be divinely covered. God will bless you now and again. He will give you a special birthday gift and mandate people to bless you for this birthday anniversary. God bless you. So, sowing a special seed on one's birthday like this, connected to one's age, is perfectly in order. It's a powerful key for longevity and posterity. Do so if you are able to. If not, be grateful to God all the same, because He will bless you. But if you are able and you believe in it, do so yearly till you are 120 years. Listeners, listen to these two instructions before prayers. Go to our Facebook page and our YouTube platform to watch and listen to the ministration of last Wednesday, May 1, on the No More Delay ministration. Pray the prayer as I led the congregation. Receive the prophetic blessings that came that day. No more delay. Sow the seed of no more delay as well. Oh, visit our YouTube at The Real Femi Emmanuel and Facebook at The Real Femi Emmanuel, written together. Oh, it is fairly long, but take time to listen. Listen and receive the impartation. There shall be no more delay for anyone. Forward it to all your loved ones for them to also receive that yearly ministration. Then we are returning to our initial 2 weeks of teachings, insightful teachings, using the questions and situations sent in by members from all over the world, to be followed by another 2 weeks of testimonies sharing. I think we have learned enough how to use Bible to pray and how to pray effectual, fervent, and healing prayers. This time, I will request you to send voice note testimony recorded in your own voice, so that we will air it to the whole world. The whole world will hear your testimonies in Jesus' name. Now, but today and tomorrow is still healing prayers. Who is this? Something seems to be moving around your head. You are feeling it. Yes. Then sensation. Someone is experiencing burning sensation or peppish sensation all over your body. Maybe it's a prop problem or veins problems. I don't know. Your body is hot, burning, peppish. After this prayer, fetch and pour water in a bucket. Add the blessed water to it and a little of the blessed anointing oil. Take your bath with it with faith. Your faith will work. You shall be relieved. Goiter. Someone has a goiter, swollen neck, iodine deficiency, doctor we call it. Listeners, lay hand on the swollen part of your body, a hard mass. Swollen, hard, painful or not, it ought not to be there. Itching eyes, you itch in your eyes. They say it is eye dryness. After this prayer, wash your face with the blessed water. Itching in the eye will go. Then organ disease. If any organs in your body is having problem, it's said to be disease. Healing is coming. Your heart, your brain, your kidney, your colon, your liver, your pancreas, your womb, your lung, your brain, your bone, any of the organs. Lay your hand on your body for this prayer. I prophesy healings. Where hands are laid, may healing power of God effect a cure there. As we partake in the Holy Communion today, and you will exercise dominion over all sicknesses and diseases and over all infirmities. Problems in the eyes, in the body, in the organs, go I said, go. You are not supposed to be there. Every sick person, you are set free in Jesus' name. Say amen. Drink the water. Take your bath. Wash your face. Then take the communion. You shall be perfectly whole and healed. Send your testimonies later during the testimonies week. Please forward this to all of your contact. Let what is blessing you bless the people you love and you know. Prepare your communion. Today is communion day online. Month has ended. So if you are a tighter, personal tithing, or business outfit tithing, as we have taught us here, battle seed, thanksgiving seed, partnership commitment seed, your vows, and the no more delay seed. Seed 5555, we are sowing this month. Seed of unusual grace. Do so as soon as you are able to. We don't buy God's blessing. We can't pay for his miracle. It is all by his grace. But seed and harvest, sowing and reaping, are the loss of life and the loss of heaven. We shall keep tithing and sowing seed to enlarge God's kingdom as long as we live. It's our covenant work with God. Don't break it. Do them with joy, with faith, and do them continuously with expectation. If you want us to send you the commission's account, including the PayPal account for all TPGF members and listeners in the diaspora all over the world, do it through PayPal account. PayPal will convert the currency of your country and it will be added to the kingdom work. You can also send it to the local bank account in Nigeria. Please send a charge message or please send me the commission's account, including the PayPal details, to +234-809-789-4000. That line only. Don't send money to any personal account. It should be only to the account with the name of Living Spring Chapel International, Living Spring Chapel Trust, or Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Those three names. I speak to everybody's life today. The power of God is on you. The grace of God will be strong on you. God Almighty has opened this month for you. Month of unusual grace. Everything about you this year, this month, shall be by grace. You will smile. You will dance. You will rejoice. Lift up the communion. I bless that communion, the blood of Jesus and the broken body of Christ. As you eat and drink, exercise dominion over all the forces of sicknesses and pain, over all powers of darkness. You are set free. You will live long. You will live well. What God cannot do does not exist. For God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed.